of Jesus, thank you that it is so good. We come so humble to you, Lord, the likes of us, but yet you exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Oh God, I look so sweetly into that face today, and all we see is love. All we see is love. God, thank you that we're accepted. Thank you that, oh, somehow, some way, and we know it's the grace of God. You even said we're highly favored. Lord, help us to know that there's nothing more that you want than us to come boldly to your throne of grace this morning. Lord, you want to give us all the mercy and all the grace, everything that we need, because we are needy this morning. God, your compassion is so great and your heart is so full for us. Thank you, Lord. God, help us to draw nigh in full assurance of faith this morning, believing you, looking to you. God, heal your people. And Lord, you said in the word that by your stripe we are healed. And in Galatians 2:20, you said we're crucified with you. Lord, this is who we are. Hallelujah. We're new in you. And God, thank you again for that promise. Thank you again that that healing, Lord, it's already happened. God, let us look to the Lamb. Hallelujah. To that all cleansing, all healing blood. Lord, just anoint your people this morning. Lord, you've made us free. Help us to just rejoice in it today. God, truly to be a people praising you with our lips. God, taking the time, hallelujah, to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Help us to redeem this time. We give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we're going to Hebrews. We'll be in chapter 2 and we'll begin reading verse 9. Hebrews chapter 2. And we'll read verse 9 and 10. But we see Jesus. Who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him. See, this was his beauty. You know how they use that expression, it becomes him or it becomes her? Well, this was his beauty. It became him. Let it strike. For whom are all things and by whom are all things? In bringing many sons unto glory. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. And that's what we're going to just rejoice in today. You think about this. The captain of our salvation, perfect through sufferings. The captain of your salvation, made perfect through sufferings. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Now, we really got to think about this. And I'm talking about this with the very mind of Christ and the heart of God. We know that Jesus Christ is nothing but perfect. Amen? From Alpha to that little baby born, to the death upon the cross, Omega. Perfect, brothers and sisters, not one flaw. So obviously this made perfect through suffering obviously is something very, very different here. The captain of their salvation, perfect through suffering. See, this is the one who came to die that we might live, made lower than the angels, of no reputation, to show that the very power of his might humbled him unto the Father in all things, that only through suffering, he would be perfect because he was a man. Hallelujah. And how precious, brothers and sisters, that truth is the same for us. But we think about this, is that, yes, even though Jesus Christ became a man, very man of very man, He was also very God of very God. I appreciate that brother when he held Jesus Christ. He said, "Mine eyes have seen my salvation." Isn't that precious? Very God of very God. "It is finished." It was right there in his arms. Praise his name. Now, we think that this is precisely it, brothers and sisters, that he became a man, but yet he was always God. But in that, he could not sin. Jesus Christ could not fail, because that's just who he is and who he was, and that is just what his magnificent being is. He is perfect. Absolutely perfect. And I know sometimes in that, brothers and sisters, the enemy would try to come in and say, "Well, see there, you can't be. There's no hope for you. Oh no, you can't live that way." But see, we had a Savior that we're going to rejoice here in just a moment in John 14 that said, "Even greater things than I did, you're going to do. And you're going to do, and you're going to do, and you're going to do, and you're going to do. Greater things than I did ye shall do." Now, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you something. That's a calling, and that's a calling only by faith that we can receive. That he's trying to tell us that by my Spirit, you can. By my Spirit, you can. Now, I'm telling you something, the Lord really brought a beauty that I had never seen like never before. This is some exciting stuff. I'm here to tell you that faith never fails. Do you know that? Faith never fails. We've been rejoicing in that wonderful armor of God, haven't we? The shield of faith. Is there anything that can even ever begin to penetrate the shield of faith? Faith never fails. Hallelujah. It's impossible, matter of fact, for faith to fail. Did you know that? Because faith is the Word of God. It is. That's what gives us faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Praise His name. It's the Word. It is written. Believing that works every time. Here you go, old devil. Here you go, old devil. Boom. See, we're getting ready for the sword of the Spirit, aren't we? Yeah, that's Wednesday night, if the Lord tarry. And it's good stuff. But see, brothers and sisters, by faith in everything we face, we're not just a conqueror. We're more than a conqueror. See, faith is exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Because faith is the Word of God. Faith is the written Word of God. It's beyond victory. It's beyond a conqueror. See, I can't understand that here. But I sure can believe that here. I can say, "Jesus, I understand this. Hallelujah. I'm seeing it results in the Word of God. I'm not looking with these eyes, praise His name. I'm looking with the dove's eyes into the very Word of God." And that's just it, brothers and sisters. See, we remember when Jesus Christ was encouraging those disciples, he was encouraging us. And he said unto them as he was preparing to go, "Don't worry, don't you fret. I'm sending a comforter. I must go that he come. And he's going to guide you. He's going to lead you. He's going to take you into all truth. You're going to be able to live by the power of my might. And yes, you are going to do greater things than even I did." Now this is Jesus Christ speaking. And let me tell you something. It's impossible for God to lie. Listen to Him. Listen to His voice. It's impossible for Him to lie. And He promised us, if He be for you, there's nobody. There's nothing. There's no power. There's no entity. Well, first of all, there'd be no power but of God. But from God. He's got to give it for it to do anything. And understand that about that enemy that sometimes we fear so much. He's got to empower that to do what it does. And the only reason he does that is to show himself faithful for you. Know this. Hallelujah. Rejoice in this. Praise God, brothers and sisters. Oh my goodness. What is he getting at here? Well, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. We're on that same course. We are being perfected through sufferings. Amen? See, they weren't just a happenstance. It's not just a coincidence. It's not because of some strange thing has happened to me. Oh, no. This is the perfect and complete and all of it, the will of God. Praise His name. God cares for you just like He does His Son. That path that was poured out there for Jesus Christ to be born and to go to that death of the cross. Every single thought, every breath, every movement, every conversation is just as vital for your life. Does God see you as He sees His Son or not? Is Jesus Christ more important? Now we know He is. We know it's all Him. But brothers and sisters, you have to understand this. He's given you His very life. That when God sees you, He sees His Son. Amen. That He will defend you just as He defends everything. Hallelujah. That before ordained good works that ye should walk therein, hallelujah, are the same for you. Amen. We sang a song today, God cares for you. I couldn't even express how much He cares for you. And all He wants you to do is to finish your course with joy. Just like your Lord and Savior did for each and every one of us. He finished with joy. Hallelujah. The joy that was set before Him. He didn't go up there unwillingly. He didn't go up there begrudgingly. He went up there as the Lamb. And the hardship there. A hardship that we'll never know. We can understand suffering, but we'll never know what it's like to be made sin for us who knew no sin. We'll never enter into that. And thanks be to God that we'll never enter into that. So that I could be made like Him. That He could give me that very life of Him. That I could be crucified together with Him. Identify in His death. And be raised and seated in the heavens in Christ. Oh, Jesus, strike deep. But unlike Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, who could not fail. Unlike Jesus Christ, who could not deny even one suffering. Do you realize that? He couldn't deny it. He could not. Appointed of the Father, He's perfect. We can fail. We can deny the suffering. We can draw back in unbelief. And I'm going to tell you something. Maybe, just maybe, the greater thing that we shall do is when we don't draw back. How about when even by faith we do falter, but yet we arise. And by grace we prevail. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Satan's gig was up at the very beginning of the plan. He was finished there in the garden, if we would even pay attention to that. He really was. He said, you know what? My heel is going to bruise your head. You're done. You don't really understand this, but you're too stupid anyways to understand it because you puffed yourself up above me. Jesus Christ could not be anything but obedient to the Father. But you and me, we are born in sin. We are shapen in iniquity. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that follow after God. So in that, brothers and sisters, something greater has to be going on to turn this tide for us. Do we really realize this? Something greater has to be done to encourage us to overcome that nature. Turn over to John 14 with me. And now we're going to read about it. In John chapter 14 and verse 12. It says, verily, verily, this is Jesus Christ speaking to those wonderful disciples, but this is Jesus Christ saying unto you, listen to Him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now turn the page if you have a Scofield, and let's go to verse 16. And here's what's going to happen, and here's what happened. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. Now go to verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, from the Father will send in my name, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And then in Acts 1:8 it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. All right now. Do you see who we are in Christ? Are you getting a little bit of vision of that? Hallelujah. Do you really understand and realize that we are of the same Spirit? That we are born of God? That Christ lives in us? That when we stand before the Father, we stand there in the exact same favor as Jesus Christ? If you're a child of God today, you cannot sin. He who is born of God cannot sin. I heard two. I'm speaking of the life of Christ in you. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. When are you going to start seeing that, honey? I'm serious. When are you really going to see that? See, that's the power of God unto salvation. It really is. That's the life that he has given you. Not just something really good. The very best. His own. His very own life. Now do you understand why he said, these works ye shall do, and even greater works? Because I'm going to the Father. I'm sending the Comforter to you. He's been with you, but you're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You're going to be able to live by the power of my might. You're going to be able to stand and withstand and having it all to stand. You're going to be a vessel of light by the grace of God. I'm going to make you the man and the woman you could never be, because Christ liveth in you. And I thank God for that. It's the reality of the power of God that lives in me and lives in you. And that enemy is there. He's there 24/7. And you know that. It's not of God to tempt. But God knows this. He says, oh no, you notice my vessels over here and here and here and here. Old Satan, you're licking your chops. You want to get at him, huh? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to lift up the hedge. I'm going to let you go on in there. And I'm going to show you, oh dirty devil, you're done. You're finished. Because praise God, that life over there, my life in that vessel, there's a sweetheart there that's rejoicing in the life that I now live. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Now, in that you got power. See, faith's come to stay, brothers and sisters. See, I don't rejoice in me. I rejoice in him in me. See, there's a difference there. I rejoice in that life. I realize that, let me tell you something. The grace of God is not an excuse to fail. It's not. It's the reason that I rejoice in Christ liveth in me. Yeah. Yes. Praise God, I can. Because he did. And he's living in here. This is his. And I'm beginning to learn to fellowship that He's come to abide in this house and to dwell in this house. This is His house. Oh my goodness. See, faith conquers everything. You talking, I hear people saying, oh man, I need some power. Well, you talk about opening up a can of power. It is. It's unending. It really is. Let Him just be all powerful in you. He is in you. Know this, brothers and sisters. It's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Satan, you are defeated. And it's in that life of Christ that lives in us, brothers and sisters, that the lusts of the flesh are not fulfilled. I had a dear sister asking me about Abraham down in the basement this morning, and I appreciated that. And there was a brother that was kind of thinking, well, there's a thought there that, you know, as he was bringing his son Isaac up to be offered. Can you imagine that? And that was a tempting. It really was, in a sense. But you'd say, well, now, wait a second. That was really a trial. No, it was a tempting because, see, he could have entered into the lust of the love of his son, loving his son more than he loved the Word of God. Oh, brother, what did you just say? I said, lovest thou me more than these? See, he who loves mother or father or son or daughter more than me isn't worthy to come after me. No, it's not. Don't work that way. See, he had faith in God that he was willing to offer up the promise. He waited for that son. It was the most precious thing. The Lord's dealing with me in my life, with my precious things, with my precious children. But am I willing to give them over to God? They're yours, Lord. They're yours. This precious meeting, everybody here, you're His. By the grace of God, we offer that to Him. Oh, hallelujah, brothers and sisters. See, we always think of this. Lust of the flesh is something that I'm going to go find at a bar, or I'm going to go find over here in this or that. It's any idol that comes before the Lord. Uh-huh. It is. Anything. Let me tell you something. He's a passionate lover, isn't He? He's a jealous God in a good way. In the best way. He's offering to us, brothers and sisters, to enter into the midst of His throne with Him. See, that's a message that isn't preached very much anymore these days, is it? But it's what this age is all about. He's searching for the goodly pearl. He is. He's searching for that readied wife. And by God's grace, it's going to be someone that truly loves Him. That's loving His appearing. It's Jesus, isn't it? It's like the brother and sister and brother sang about today. He's my sovereign cry. It's just Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's what it's entering into. I got to stay with it. My goodness. But brothers and sisters, we can live by the power of His might. And praise God, He said, greater works than even me ye shall do. And I was thinking how precious it is, brothers and sisters, when we can end up in the belly of the fish of grace. How about that? How precious it is, brothers and sisters, when we can and we will fail and be restored. Greater things than even I did, ye shall do. That was the one thing He couldn't do. He could not fail. He couldn't fail. But you can. And I can. Oh, Jesus, bring this home. Now, I'm not encouraging you to fail. But I'm going to tell you like it is. Do you know that there's nothing sweeter to God than a broken heart and a contrite spirit? There isn't. A repentant heart that just falls down before Him. Says, Lord, I'm so sorry. Help me, Jesus. Oh, I need Your grace. Oh, I need Your grace. I keep doubting You over and over. Maybe it's about the same thing. Maybe it's been for year after year after year. Lord, I need You. I need Your grace. I know I have Your life. I believe what that brother's telling me because it's the Word of God. But Lord, I haven't apprehended that as of yet. I need Your grace. I need Your grace. I need Your grace. Pour it forth on me. Help me to just dive at Your feet. Help me just to cry, Lord, and just get it all out right now. God, You told me it's the better part. My face is down. It's on Your feet. You keep lifting it up and say, honey, look at me. Look into my eyes. Hallelujah. You're healed by my stripe. You're healed. Oh. A sister called me this week and she said, oh, brother, do you believe the Lord is going to heal me? And I said, oh, my goodness. By Your stripe, by His stripe, you are healed. That was the stripe of death. And He told me, I'm crucified together with Him. Now, here it goes. He's overwhelmed with the cry of the heart that truly wants to be healed by His grace. The greatest working of grace to lift us out of the mire and sit us cleansed upon a throne. And brothers and sisters, it is beyond marvelous. It is beyond wonderful. We look at Him today, don't we? And we glory in that cross. But I want you to know something. He's looking at you and He's glorying in you in the work of faith by grace. Greater things. Oh, do you see Him rejoicing with the Father? The brother's rejoicing in it right now. He's admiring and glorying not in His handiwork in this universe. He's glorying and rejoicing in His masterpiece, His workmanship in you. Brothers and sisters, you got to see yourself in Christ. By His grace, you've got to get the vision of how He loves you. He's passionate about you. He wants you to just look to Him, to understand that in the life that He's given you, you are more than a conqueror through Christ. You are. Just recognize who you are in Jesus Christ. Again and again I will preach. He's blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. He didn't leave one thing out. You are fully enabled. You are fully equipped. In God, in Christ Jesus, you are complete. Amen. Amen. We should be rejoicing like never before. Amen, brothers and sisters. We're being pressed out of measure. We're despairing of our own lives. This world is going broke. This world is being broken apart. Praise be to God. There's war and rumor of war everywhere. Our time's just about here. Read the Word of God. It'll comfort your heart like nothing else. You won't look to what's going on in this old world. You won't despair because, as they say, your IRA has become a MIA, I guess. He owns it all. If you realize that this stuff, they should be throwing the money in the streets right now, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you. And you read that in the Word of God, you'll understand that includes gold and silver too. So all them commercials coming at you, oh, buy gold, let me tell you something. You ain't taking it with you. And it doesn't taste very good anyways. Oh, brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Now see, in this, we can face any hardship, can't we? Do you think by the grace of God we can face adversity, the heartache and pain? Because we know that through suffering, we too are being made perfect. Isn't that precious? See, we had a Savior that lived exactly what we would face. He was tried and tested and tempted in everything. absolutely, completely, everything. Everything. He knows us. He's lived this. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we too are being readied to depart. We too are being readied to be offered. We too are being readied to be introduced and seated in the midst of a throne. If you'll receive it. What do you think? God help my unbelief this morning. You know, I believe I'm seeing some people that when they meet Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Can you see it? Do you see it when you see him? Hallelujah. And him holding you. And he said, oh, honey, you did it. He's going to look into your eyes and he's going to say, you did it, honey. You finished. Hallelujah. You won me. You best be seeing him that way. He's the lover of your soul. But I know at the same time, you're going to say, oh, no, Lord. It was all you. It was all you. You made that way because you are the captain. You are the captain. You are the captain of my salvation. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We just ask that again your grace and mercy would be received by each and every vessel here today. Lord, how loving you are. And again, how much you want us to truly, as we've been hearing all throughout this message today and the song, to grow up into you in all things. God, you want us to have it all because you've made the way and gave everything to us. I'm so grateful my Father is all in. He is completely invested in us. Lord, help us to rejoice in that this morning. Lord, cause hearts here today to just release, give it all to you. God, if we're indifferent in any way, come in with your love right now. Tell that heart, no, honey, I love you. You've heard my word today. My word is true today. My word is for you today. Lord, thank you again for this increase. We give you the praise and the grace that you have given us. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.